This is the mystery bag for the children's moment, and in the mystery bag today we have a waffle cone. A waffle cone for ice cream. Good luck, Addison. May God be with you. And now, prepare your hearts for worship.
When our faith is at its weakest, God struggles with us, not to punish, but to bless us, if we have the courage to ask. Will you please stand if you're able and join me for the call to worship? Are you hungry for a word of hope? We come to be fed and nourished. Are you yearning to see the bounty of God? We long to see and believe. Are you ready to witness the power of our God? We are ready. Come, let us worship. Now join in the opening prayer. Even when our faith falters, we will not let you go, O God. Even though we are shamed by our lack of faith, we will not let you go. Because you meet us in our utmost need, we will not let you go. Strive with us until dawn, O Lord. We will not let you go. We need your blessing now more than ever. We will not let you go. Amen. Our opening hymn, O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go, can be found in your hardback hymnal on page 480 or on the screen.
Thank you.
may be seated, and would you join me in prayer? Everlasting God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you have blessed us with rain, with laughter, with family and loved ones and friends. God, we give you thanks, knowing full well that in all things you provide, that we do not have to fear, no matter what might be or might not be. God, we give you thanks, and we ask that you listen to our prayers, those things that are on our hearts that may be too heavy to lift up, but you hear nonetheless. Lord, thank you for birthdays. Thank you for anniversaries. Thank you that the sun continues to shine and the earth continues to turn. Thank you that we get to spend more and more days with one another. God, we pray for those families who are grieving, who are in sorrow. We pray that you might comfort them and give them peace, and that you might give us the time and the strength and the courage to reach out and comfort them as well. God, we ask that you listen to our prayers. We ask that you hear what is quiet in our hearts, no more than a whisper. And Lord, we ask that you open our eyes and our ears that we might see and we might hear your paths and your wisdom, so that whatever may be, we may follow you and find goodness and grace and mercy. Lord, be with us and help us be with you. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. And so with the confidence of the children of God, I invite you now to pray with us the prayer that Christ has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If there's any kids, come on up.
Good morning. We have a waffle cone. All right, before I forget, who would like this? Want it again? All right. Come and take it, sir. Oh, sorry. There you go. All righty. Friends, what do you put in waffle cones? Ice cream. Chocolate? Yeah. Sweet things, right? You put sugar in it. Do we like sweet things? No. Some of us do, some of us don't. All right, so this one kind of stumped me, so I opened up the hymnals. So if anyone would like to follow along, we're in the big hymnal. In 462 is the number that I picked. I'll give you a second. I'll read out the words to you for you guys kids, okay? So you guys don't have to rush and find one. Alrighty. So the title of this is 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. The verses go, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise and to know, thus said the Lord. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood and in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. All right, friends. Is it hard to trust people sometimes? Sometimes? Yeah. Do you think it's sometimes hard to trust that Jesus and God have got this? Yeah, a little bit. What if I told you that it's okay for it to be hard to trust them? Because sometimes trust takes a lot of practice, right? And trust is earned every single day, right? Alrighty. So, here is my advice to you guys. When you're finding it hard to trust in Jesus and God and that they've got everything handled, you're gonna do a really simple prayer, okay? And it's gonna go, God, help me. The end. That's it. That's all you gotta do. That won't fix everything, but it'll help, okay? Promise. All right, should we pray? All right. Hey, God, thank you so much for being patient with us as we practice to trust you more. Amen.
So we know that after church we're having a little reception for to recognize baby Gail and Addison and Alec, but we did collect some money for a love gift, and because Gail had different plans in mind, you should have had this prior to his arrival, but this is just from your church family to use however you would like for him or for your family. But congratulations, and we enjoy watching him grow and change every week when you're here. So make sure you guys join us after church. There will be some refreshments, and check him out. He's a little cutie. So
thank you.
Today's scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 55:1-5. Hear, everyone who thirsts. Come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your earnings for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Now you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. And now we get to enjoy some special music.
Jasmine.
At this time, we would invite the congregation to stand as you are comfortable and join us in our hymn of preparation, Break Thou the Bread of Life. You can find it in your thick blue-backed hymnals on page 599. You may be seated. The gospel today comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. This is the gospel according to Matthew. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. And when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." But the disciples replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The good news of Jesus Christ. And all the people said, Amen. We've heard this one before, haven't we? Is this a new one for anyone? Nah, probably not. We all know the feeding of the 5,000, or at least maybe it seems familiar. Jesus comes to his disciples after he's just heard the news of tragedy. He comes to his disciples and he says, "It's time to heal the sick. It's time to take care of those who have come. Even though I'm tired, even though I'm weary, even though there's been a lot on my plate, it's time to care for people." Now, when Jesus says, "The people need food," what do the disciples say? What do they say? What do they say? "We don't have enough. There's not enough food. There's like 5,000 people here. You know, if you count the women and children, there's probably like 13, 14, 15,000 people here, and there certainly will not be enough food to feed everyone." So the disciples come up with a plan, a pretty smart one, actually. They've decided to delegate finding food to all the people, and they say to Jesus, what? "Tell the people to go away. Tell the people to go away into towns. They can find their own food. That way we don't have to do all of the hard work of getting together all of this food and preparing all this food and distributing all this food and finding these ways to feed all of these people. And what does Jesus say? What does Jesus say? You feed it. You feed them. You give them the food. It reminds me of those times that I cook with my family. Maybe you've had these experiences before. But someone's assigned, and especially Thanksgiving meals, right? Someone's assigned to the mashed potatoes. Someone's assigned to the turkey or the chicken or whatever you cook, or the ham, right? Someone's assigned to the green beans. Someone's assigned to the... Do any of you have those sweet potatoes with the marshmallows and the butter and the brown sugar? And my wife looks at those and she says, "Is this a dessert or what?" And my dad says, "No, this is a side." But everyone's assigned to some food, and many hands make light work as long as people can maneuver in the kitchen around each other. But it's fascinating. Sometimes you have to improvise, don't you? Sometimes you might not have the ingredient and the store's 20 minutes away and you can't quite get there in time because everything has to be on a schedule. Sometimes you don't have enough and you have to find a way to make it work. Sometimes you have to substitute. Sometimes you have to stretch. Sometimes you have to pray. But what's fascinating to me is that no matter what, there's always enough, isn't there? There's always enough. And if you, like me, enjoy making soups more than anything else in the world and think that soup is the pinnacle of culinary expression, you know as well as I do that if more people come over than you expected, what do? You just add a little bit of water. And lo, behold, a miracle has occurred. Jesus says to his disciples, "No, you can feed them. You have enough." And not only that, God will provide. Can you say that with me? God will provide. Now, just like, see, this is the beautiful thing about the Spirit. None of us planned on having an ice cream cone for the kids' moment today. None of us planned on turning to "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." And yet here we are with the feeding of the 5,000 with the backdrop of the hymn, "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." And yet how often do we find ourselves with that flutter of fear or doubt in our chests? How long does it take to learn to trust someone? I got to tell you, I forgot how long it takes for siblings to learn to trust each other. And I forgot very quickly how long it took myself as well. And yet, raising my own kids, seeing them interact and having one say, "Well, I don't know, so-and-so doesn't always tell the truth. And so I'm having trouble trusting them." How difficult it is to open our hearts sometimes, not only to God, but maybe even to each other. It's hard to trust. And I think that's the honest assessment, isn't it? That sometimes it's easier, if you want something done right, do it. I know, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Do it yourself. And yet, what Christ is doing here in many ways is trying to help the disciples see that even when we think that there is not enough, or perhaps another part in here, even when we think we have nothing left to give, energy is what I'm speaking of right now. Because remember, Christ just heard that John the Baptist had been murdered. and he was going off to rest, and yet, there were still people to be healed. What Christ is trying to teach us here, one of the lessons is that there is enough. God will provide. Do not fear. The Lord is with you. God hasn't given you a spirit of terror, but a spirit of ability and of love and of the kind of gumption that'll get you through. I don't have time to go through all of the specific individual points in our lives where we need to hear this. Whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's energy or patience or skill or ability, or health even. Oftentimes in life, I think all of us have experienced this, we find ourselves coming up against a wall and asking ourselves this simple question: how am I going to make it through? And not only in our individual lives, but also in our communal lives, in society, in the church, in life in general. How many of you have asked that question before or remember asking that question? How am I going to make it through today or this week or this pay period or this month or this year? It's tough, and yet I've known it to be true in my life. I've known it to be true in the lives of others because of the stories that I've heard. Somehow, God makes it possible. Which doesn't mean that God makes it easy or comfortable, but what it does mean is that you have not been forgotten, you have not been abandoned, you have not been left as an orphan. God is with you. Sometimes it takes reminding ourselves over and over that that is the truth. Sometimes our brains play tricks on us. Sometimes it's easy to forget. Sometimes circumstances cloud our vision and cloud our hearts. And yet, over time, it is something that we can remember. And God has not given us only Scripture, because if you look in Scripture, you'll find these simple words, "Do not fear," hundreds of times. God has not only given us Scripture, but he's given us something beautiful as well. Can you do me a favor? Can you look to your left? Look to your right. What do you see? People. You see people, don't you? See, this is the other thing that we know to be true, is that God has given us Scripture, and that is a good and true and trustworthy light, but God has given us each other as well. God has given us the gift of community because we know that we can't actually do this alone. When you were a child just born, how many of you were able to walk, open the fridge door, and grab whatever snacks you wanted? Anyone? No? I know, that'd be pretty strange, wouldn't it? And as we get older, we know that it's true. We leave this life just as we came. And lest we forget, lest we give in to the illusion of what we're told, even throughout all of life, we are all helping one another in ways that sometimes we're aware of and sometimes we're not. I gotta tell you, friends, if you wanted me to fix your roads, I'd be awful at it. I have no idea the first thing to do about laying asphalt or pouring concrete. That's not something I've done. Now, finish work, woodworking, I can help you there. But making roads, pumping water, figuring out insurance. Think of all of the ways that we are called to care for one another, and this is a blessing. Each person in the body of Christ has a job, has a gift, has a way that you can bless each other. And one simple way that God has called us to remind each other of today is this: Don't worry. God's got it. God provides. God protects. God will make a way, and it will be possible. So, friends, I know I ask you to do this a lot, but I think it's important. Because this isn't just a time where I get to talk and you all have to listen. This is a time where we practice being the church and we meditate on what it means to be the people of God. So for those who are sitting further away from people, I'm sorry, but not all that sorry. But turn to one another and say these simple words. Don't worry. God's got it. Can you do that? I know it's scary at first, right? And maybe it even takes some time for us to believe it too. It's okay. But turn to one another and remind each other. Don't worry. God will provide. Can you do that? Go ahead. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry. God will provide. God will provide in ways that might surprise you. God will provide in ways that might seem miraculous. God might even provide in ways that we look at it and go, oh my goodness gracious, how didn't I even think of that? But don't worry. God will provide. Whether it be money or time or energy, relationships, community. And friends, if this is something that every morning you wake up and look in the mirror and say to yourself, you wouldn't be doing any harm. Friends, what will God do? Provide, no matter what. Amen? Amen. Friends, would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, it is so easy to forget. It is so easy to forget day in and day out as we struggle, as we pay bills, as we find ways to get the kids where they need to go, as we find ways to help our grown children get to where they need to go. Lord, it's easy to forget that you are with us. It's easy to close our hearts to what you are doing. So, Lord, every day may we remember you are with us. May we remember that you will provide and protect. May we remember that even though it might seem impossible, even though it might make no sense whatsoever, Lord, help us trust. Help us trust you. Help us trust one another. Help us trust that it is possible. So that we don't make decisions out of fear, so that we aren't clouded by worry or anxiety. Lord, help us. Help us trust you so that we might see the kingdom of God that is already here. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Friends, there is enough. There is always enough. And coming to this table here reminds us of that. This is my favorite part of the month. This is my favorite time where we share a simple meal together and remind each other and proclaim that Christ is risen and that all are welcome. Friends, this is Holy Communion. This isn't my table. This isn't the table of the United Methodist Church. This is the table of the risen God. And when I say it, I mean it. All people are welcome here. We'll come forward for communion like we usually do. We'll tear the bread. We have juice in cups that you can take. There are wastebaskets to the side there where you can dispose of your cups. The offering plates are up here if you are moved to help partner with us in ministry. If you don't feel like you can take communion today, that's fine. We totally understand. But still feel free to come up, cross your arms, and we'll give you a blessing because you are welcome here. God loves you no more, no less than God loves every one of us. But friends, this is Holy Communion, and it is a joy and a privilege to share it with all of you. Amen? Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right, and a good and a beautiful thing, now and forevermore. Friends, would you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that at the beginning of all things, you took chaos and ordered it. You brought land out of water. You brought sky out of nothingness. You populated it with animals and fish and birds and people. And for people, you breathe the breath of life into us, we who are but clay and dirt and dust. You breathe the breath of life into us and have never left us ever since. God, we give you thanks for this blessing of life, for your Son, for his own life and his teachings and his love, even his suffering and his death, because through those came the resurrection and eternal life. God, we give you thanks, and we give you praise, and we ask that you continue to bless us. And so, with all of those who have gone on before us, all of those who will come after us, and all of those gathered here, both near and far, I invite you to raise your voices as we once again proclaim the unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. On the night Christ gave himself up for us, he met with his disciples to share a meal. And during that meal, he took the bread. Just like he did when he fed the 5,000, he took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it. And he said, take this and eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this as often as you can in my memory. And in the same way, after the meal had ended, he took the cup and he poured out the fruit of the vine and said, take this and drink. This is my blood, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this as often as you can in my memory. And so in memory of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, offering ourselves as holy and living sacrifices, we invite you now to raise your voices once again as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pray with me once more. Almighty God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. Pour out your Spirit on these simple gifts of bread and cup. Lord, fill us with your life. Fill us with your love. Lord, make us one with you, one with each other, and one in ministry to the whole world, until you come in grace and in glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we give you thanks now and forever. And all the people said, amen and amen. I would invite the people who will be helping with communion to come up again. The ushers will help guide you up to take of the bread and of the juice. But friends, this is Holy Communion. And all are welcome. May you never forget that God loves you. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God. At this time, we would invite you to stand as you are comfortable and join us in our final hymn, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. You can find it in your thick blueback hymnals on 672. So may the Almighty God bless you and keep you. May God lift up God's face upon you and, smiling, give you peace. Do not go in worry. Do not go in fear. God will provide. God will provide. God will protect. All will be well, even if we don't know how it will be well. What we do know is God has never left us. God never will. And that as long as we walk with God, God will provide. Amen. Amen. Friends, go in peace, serve the Lord, and rest. Enjoy your Sunday and your Sabbath. Our service has ended.